Jersey's place to talk. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
It's 6:11. Good morning, everybody, here on the Wake Up Crew on this Wednesday morning. John Dingens, Brian Barrett, Dalton Barrett here this morning. And, you know, we usually start the program with some frivolity, you know, some kind of,
lightheartedness.
Being criticized, yes. Lightheartedness, but a little somber this morning. And reason being of the tornado that went through, I guess, East Nashville, Mount Juliet, Lebanon, Putnam County. And Brian, I know you covered a lot of that for us yesterday morning, and you can give everybody a little detail, maybe a little bit of a review of what's going on as of right now.
Well, you know what is really weird about what happened with that particular storm, Super Tuesday morning, early in the morning, is it's eerily similar to the path that the tornado took in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember where you and I were.
Right.
We were in Atlanta.
Right.
We left out that morning and went to see a Braves game down there and found out about the destruction. It happened during the daytime. But, man, this storm did much more damage. And unfortunately, there are dozens of lives lost and close to 100 or so or more, that are hurt. And that's what's really just kind of devastating about this kind of a storm. This is going to be one of those things that's a long time to get over, I think. A lot of people are shocked about it. A lot of people who work here and go to Nashville or work in Lebanon and have friends and family in Mount Juliet, I mean, they really were hammered too.
You know, what's kind of weird about it is we just went over a severe weather alert. And, you know, we talked about that each day.
Right.
And
severe weather awareness.
It didn't. It didn't take long for it to have to come into effect, did it?
Right. We did talk about tornadoes and how to protect yourself in those situations.
Well, it's going to be a situation where it's going to be a lot of rebuilding, lot of reconstruction. And not only that, but mentally people are going to have to, it's going to take a while for them to get over this. And, you don't really, I don't think ever get over it.
Yeah.
If you've been in one or you've been inside where one occurred. I'm thankful that, no more people, you know, it could have been truly just unbelievably devastating. And, the mayor and the governor and our senators have all kind of, been out to assess the damage. We're going to have more updates today, I'm sure, as the day goes on.
Well, it's a big national story now, you know, with what happened and the fact that it happened on Super Tuesday. It was, I can't remember the year, maybe 2008 when we had a spate of severe weather on a Super Tuesday. So it's not uncommon. I think about this one, though, it shows you the unpredictability of weather. We were really thinking that it was going to be a flood threat.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I, when we were on our way to Lawrenceburg, we're talking about how we hadn't had a lot of rain. And, the weather was warmer that night when we went back out. I mean, we got home about the time that it started to hit in Nashville. And, you just thought it was different than the way it was thought to be, and Mother Nature does whatever she wants.
Well, it was strange because I didn't go to bed. I stay up, and I always take my grandchildren and make sure that they're safe. And I was looking closely.
Yeah.
And in fact, Daniel Breezy even said at one point we're going to downgrade it to severe thunderstorm watch and go to regular programming. But then, evidently, because I went to bed about 12:45, and I could tell that it looked like from where it was going to be north of us.
Yeah.
Now, I thought it was going to be a little bit more north than that, but then I still was just thinking thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms, and I think it caught a few people by surprise, the intensity and that kind of thing. But, I went to bed and then got up this morning, and, you know, it was all over the news. But I think, like Daniel Breezy, for instance, for Channel 2, the one I was watching, said, and I heard this from my sister, she said, "Get me back on the air. Get me back on the air."
Mm-hmm.
And then she mentioned everybody take cover. And next thing you know, what, about 1 o'clock, I guess, what it was somewhere?
It just truly ramped up quickly. It dropped hail the size of baseballs out in Camden and Benton County and Cheatham County. And then when it really came into Nashville, that's where it really started to ramp up, and it really went clear from, central Nashville, all the way to the Cumberland Plateau. Lots of devastation up there too. It's just really sad to see.
Well, we're going to try the best of our ability to have a kind of a regular show. We'll talk about it a little bit too in the next hour, but I want to remind everybody our prayers go out to all the families and people that were affected by this devastating tornado. It's 6:17. It's time to take our first look at the weather here on the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. We'll see partly sunny skies for today with a high around 64. Tonight is mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a low around 42. Scattered showers again tomorrow with a high near 58. Tomorrow night, low around 38 with mostly clear skies. Sunny skies return on Friday with a high near 51. Clear skies Friday night with a low around 29. Sunny skies again on Saturday, high near 57. And looking ahead to Sunday, sunshine continues with a high near 64. Currently, it's 44.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro. I'm Shelly Rigsby, inviting you to step up your service and switch to the bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Come to the Murfreesboro Habitat Restore, where we have energy-efficient doors and windows.
And huge savings.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
Come on over and save.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
It's a good place to be. We've been here now. I'm going on my fourth year. My wife passed away about a year ago. She said every day, I'm happy here. And of course, I'm staying here.
What activities do you like here?
Oh, the activities are great. We have exercise every day. Just depends on what the day is as to what we're going to be having. But music, Bible studies.
Stones River Manor on Haynes Drive.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building is an upscale boutique thrift shop. Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch offers competitive prices on name-brand clothing, furniture, large appliances, household items, toys, and more. Shopping at the Garden Patch helps Greenhouse Ministries inspire, give hope, and change lives. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
NBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
Friday night could be the game of the year for the NBA regular season. The Milwaukee Bucks will play the Lakers in L.A., where last night the Lakers welcomed in Philadelphia.
Stolen by Davis. Davis on a breakaway. Davis with Neto. Slam dunk again. 30-9. Anthony Davis has 26 first half points. Here's Glenn Robinson. Blocked by LeBron, and that's the end of the half. The Lakers put a chokehold on Philadelphia in the last 5 minutes of the second quarter.
Lakers radio had it. They beat the Sixers 120-107. Philly is 9-23 on the road. Anthony Davis, 37 points, 13 rebounds. Lakers have won 9 in the last 10. They lead the West. The Clippers sit second. Fifth straight win, 109-94 at Oklahoma City. Kawhi Leonard scored 25. Denver was tied with the Clippers, but blew a lead, lost at home to lowly Golden State last night, 116-100. Overtime in Boston, Brooklyn won 129-120 as Caris LeVert scored 51 points. He had 26 in the fourth quarter and also scored all 11 of the Nets' points in the OT. Minnesota won at New Orleans, 139-134. Zion Williamson, 25 points in the loss. Pascal Siakam, 33 points. Kyle Lowry, 28. Toronto ended a three-game losing streak, 123-114 at Phoenix. San Antonio, a one-point win at Charlotte. Spurs were coached by Tim Duncan, the assistant to Greg Popovich. He won over 1,000 games as a player. Eighth straight win for the St. Louis Blues. Beat the Rangers in New York 3-1. Boston won 2-1 at Tampa Bay. Battle of the top two in the Atlantic Division. Brian Rust, the hat trick for Pittsburgh, who ended a six-game losing streak, 7-3 over Ottawa. This is NBC Sports Radio.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
Well, another big sports day on WGNS. It begins on radio tonight, men's basketball versus UTEP. That'll be a 6 o'clock airtime. And on WGNSradio.com and on our streaming platforms, we'll have the Region Girls Championship game tonight at 6:50 airtime. Coming up tomorrow, Lady Raider basketball versus North Texas at 6 o'clock on radio and streaming WGNSradio.com and on our platforms there for streaming audio, the Region 4 AAA Boys Championship. That's today and tomorrow here on News Radio WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:23 here on the Wake Up Crew. Good morning to you here on this Wednesday morning. It's hump day. And don't forget, daylight saving time begins on Sunday. But first, the real fact. Woo-hoo.
Try writing out a few sentences, anything you want to, and then take a minute to look at how frequently each letter of the alphabet appears. Chances are, the one you'll see the most of is the letter E, because out of all the vowels, 11% of all words in the English language hold the letter E in them.
Oh, I was going to say
the
A.
Most of any letter. Yeah, A is second A. Okay. At 9%.
Well, that's why E was always the vowel that they give you on Wheel of Fortune, because it's always in there.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And yeah. S is like a real popular word or letter, too.
Least popular is Q out of all the letters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why nobody guesses Q in Wheel of Fortune.
It appears in 0.2% of words.
All right, it's 6:24.
This is Ron Hall with Fair Construction. When the unexpected happens, Fair Construction can help you, whether there's a vehicle in your business or your home that's not supposed to be there. We can board it up where the place is secure and deal with your insurance company to get it back to its previous condition.
That's Fair Construction Company.
We can also help with any frozen pipes. When the unexpected happens, call Fair Construction Company.
615-893-6120.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. That's risolutions.net. And make sure to join us every Saturday afternoon at 1 for our Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
Put it to the test. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. We've been debating forever whether Americans need universal health insurance. And now we have something that might finally help us decide. The Wall Street Journal reports that the Trump administration is considering using government money to reimburse doctors and hospitals that treat uninsured Americans who may have contracted the coronavirus, which strikes me as an excellent idea. You have about 27 million Americans who don't have health insurance, so a serious epidemic could saddle hospitals with a lot of patients who can't pay. There are rural hospitals that have trouble staying open as it is. Some uninsured people might be too afraid to even go to a doctor. They might just ignore their fever and keep spreading the virus. And yet, I'm sure there are politicians who sincerely see this as a slippery slope towards the government insuring everyone. So, how about a real-world test? In states run by politicians who truly believe universal coverage is un-American, leave things as they are during the epidemic. And in states that are pro-universal coverage, everyone who feels they need treatment would get it at government expense. The argument against universal insurance is always, how will the government pay for it? But what we don't know yet is, what's the cost of not paying for it? This would be the perfect time to find out. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Zoom video conferencing, featuring video and audio clarity with screen sharing. Free accounts are available at Zoom.us. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing. Eye on the White House.
It was a Super Tuesday indeed for Joe Biden.
We are very much alive!
Left for dead by pundits after Iowa and New Hampshire, the former vice president racked up one win after another Tuesday night, solidifying his position as the primary alternative to Bernie Sanders.
We're going to win because the people understand it is our campaign, our movement, which is best positioned to defeat Trump.
Voters in the first 18 states have offered clarity, and it now appears to be a two-man race for the Democratic nomination. Eye on the White House, I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
Upgrade to the wiper blades trusted by Rainer Zietlo to break world records. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance that lasts two times longer than other blades. The new Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are only available at Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on this Wednesday morning. Don't forget, daylight saving time begins Sunday. So you spring forward.
Yes.
Go, you know, 6 o'clock, it'll be 7 o'clock.
You gain an hour.
You gain. Yes.
Spring forward, fall back.
You lose an hour, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you lose
an hour. Yeah, you lose an hour. That's right. Ah, darn.
So set those Saturday night. I always try to set them by early Saturday evening where I won't be late for church.
Yeah, all of them just kind of do it automatically now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I use my phone's alarm, so it does it. Got to set the car. That's the one I always forget. And I can never remember how to set my car's clock. So for like a week while I'm trying to figure it out, it's an hour off.
I've gotten pretty good. They're a lot more self-explanatory than they used to be. I had an old Ford Ranger, a 1990 Ford Ranger. Man, I could never figure that one out.
There was the Ford Explorer I used to drive. There's a pinhole that you have to stick a paper clip in before you can set the clock. Well, yeah, but then I threw it away.
Okay. Did throw it away.
Yeah.
Well, that's an important thing.
We have to put in an extra hour of programming into our computers.
That's right.
Because it's 2 o'clock twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my favorite. Have you ever watched it? It'll go 1:59. It'll go 2:59 to 2 o'clock. Have you ever watched it do that?
I can't say that I have.
Exciting. Wait up for that Sunday.
I'm usually asleep.
Because you never see it, but it does.
So you actually did that one year.
I've done it before, yeah.
So here it goes from 1:59 and back to 2.
Right. I think it was when we gained an hour that I did it.
You're right. 2:59 and then it's 2 o'clock again.
Right.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. I took a video of it. The clock changed.
I'll tell you what's really neat. Brandon Brooks is back.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take a look at today in history.
Your good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
And back from hiatus, here he is, Brandon Brooks with CBS Rewind.
This is CBS Rewind.
March 4th, 1974. The release of the ABBA album, Waterloo. Featuring the hit title song, that single launched the group into international stardom. The date in 1975.
Mother, you should see what I'm getting for his birthday.
The ABC premiere of the horror TV movie.
It's a genuine Zuni fetish doll.
Trilogy of Terror. And March 4th, 1994.
I had no idea those beer cans were going to blow like that.
Actor and comedian John Candy died of a heart attack in Mexico.
It's been a long day.
He was just 43.
I'd switch pillows with you, but I'm allergic to sponge.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. Now let's check out more today in history. Here's John.
Okay. Always adds a little spice when Brandon's here, isn't it? Doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not as good as your day in history.
No, or looking at a clock at 2 o'clock in the morning to see if it turns in daylight saving time. Anyway, 1936 we go. The airship Hindenburg caught fire, exploded, killing 36 people.
Thanks, Brandon.
Well, I mean, it's part of history.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. In 1966, now I'm going to, before I say this, I'm going to quote John Lennon, okay? John Lennon in 1966 said this, and I quote, "We are more popular than Jesus." And that, and unquote. Again, that was not me saying that. That is John Lennon saying that. And set the world, I mean. Oh.
I cannot believe you would say that, Mr. Dinkins.
No, I didn't say it. Gosh. Anyway, John Lennon said that. And
set the world on fire.
And got a, yeah, they got really mad, and he apologized and apologized. In fact, in one interview, he said, "I wasn't really saying that, we were more popular. You know, that people know us more, you know, that kind of thing." Tried to explain it all.
He's probably still getting, people probably, well.
Anyway, it was not a good time in Beatle history.
Right.
In 1964, Jimmy Hoffa is convicted of jury tampering. You know, they couldn't find Jimmy Hoffa's body, you know?
Right. Yeah. Was that not in Nashville?
Maybe so. I'm not sure.
I think it was. Well, at least in that movie, The Irishman.
Right.
There was a trial that took place in Nashville.
Right.
They never found Jimmy Hoffa, did they? Have they ever found Jimmy Hoffa's body?
No. Mm-mm. In the Giant Stadium is the last I heard.
Kind of wonder what happened to him, huh? You know?
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah. That may never know the answer to that. And finally, in 1968... the third Country Music Awards were presented. I can't believe it was only 65 when it started, the wow. Country Music Awards, CMAs. And you know who won?
Who's that?
Country music singer. I'll give you a hint.
You know, no.
Well, no. See if you know it from this. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Maybe one of the most beautiful songs ever written. And that was written by Jim Webb. Jimmy Webb, who did By the Time I Get to Phoenix with Glenn Campbell, and did Wichita Lineman, Galveston, all his first big hits in the 60s.
Galveston was a great song,
Galveston
too.
Galveston was a great song.
Do you know who it is, Dalton?
No, I don't. Glenn Campbell. I don't know why you would expect me to know that.
Glenn Campbell.
You should be ashamed.
I was only born 20 years ago.
Well,
I know,
but he just died a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. And John's talked about him being one of the best guitar players ever.
Yeah. You know, he played with the Beach Boys, you know.
Yeah.
For many, 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 many years.
Demetria and Kelsey Bond are today's good neighbors of the day. They've been neighbors for 5 years now, and they're always willing to lend a helping hand, so they're going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Time to call those birthdays, 615-893-1450.
Let's take a look at the weather here on the Wake Up Crew. Good morning to you on this Wednesday.
Good morning, guys. We'll see partly sunny skies for today with a high around 64. Tonight is mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a low around 42. Scattered showers again tomorrow with a high near 58. Tomorrow night, low around 38 with mostly clear skies. Sunny skies return on Friday with a high near 51. Clear skies Friday night with a low around 29. Sunny skies again on Saturday, high near 57. And looking ahead to Sunday, sunshine continues with a high near 64. Currently, it's 44.
Good morning. Watching traffic pick up in the last few minutes out here on 24 westbound out of Coffee County into Rutherford County. Starting to move around already on 231 coming out of Shelbyville, headed up towards the Interstate 24. So far, so good as far as really bad wrecks on the interstate. Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Middle Tennessee. Call Nash Painting at 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
It's very important with a hearing aid to have good service. We recommend appointments every 6 months, and if someone has a change in hearing, our hearing aids can be adjusted.
Dr. Sean Lancaster, custom fits your hearing aid.
I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster and recommend his services.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
We are at 608 East Clark Boulevard, close to the MTSU campus.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the law offices of John Day, and the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon.
It's time for Fun Bug Facts, presented by AmeriCare Services. Here's Tom Sweat.
Did you know male mosquitoes do not bite humans, but rather live on plant juices and other natural liquids from plants and decomposing organic material? The most destructive insect is believed to be the desert locust, consuming as much as 20,000 tons daily.
AmeriCare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist, online at AmeriCareServices.com.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. The AARP Tax Aid Program continues through April the 11th by appointment at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. For information and to make an appointment, phone 615-848-2550. An author book signing at the Line Ball Library on Tuesday morning, March the 10th. Meet Beth Brock and her grandson for a book signing of the new children's book, My Name is Ryan. It's the story of a young boy who is similar to other children in many ways, but very different in others. That's Tuesday morning, March 10th at 10 o'clock at the Line Ball Public Library. Circle Friday, March the 13th on your calendar for Bald in the Borough over at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles. It all benefits the St. Baldrick's Foundation and their cancer research for children. Thank you, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. The Tennessee Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra invites you to enjoy their Green Tie Affair and Casino Night, Saturday, March the 14th, in the View at the Fountains. From News Radio, WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
True tear unit works well. Absolutely no pain, no bad sensation at all. None. Don't worry about that. True tear.
McCabe Vision Center.
You've just got to try it. True tear.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
I can't believe that little thing works so well. True tear.
McCabe Vision Center.
For 80 years, Roscoe Brown has been the trusted name in heating, cooling, and plumbing for Middle Tennessee homeowners and businesses. Throughout the years, our number one goal has been to accurately assess your HVAC and plumbing systems. With four locations in Middle Tennessee, we provide 24/7 assistance by calling 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Roscoe Brown. People you know, a name you trust. RoscoeBrown.com.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street, across from the tall NHC building, is an upscale boutique thrift shop. Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch offers competitive prices on name-brand clothing, furniture, large appliances, household items, toys, and more. Shopping at the Garden Patch helps Greenhouse Ministries inspire, give hope, and change lives. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
Remember to set those clocks back and spring forward this weekend on Saturday night as daylight saving time begins on Sunday. 6:39 here on the crew, and we are ready for what has not been like the best week of dad jokes. I mean, just so-so. I mean, not bad.
I liked Mondays.
Yeah.
You liked it a little less, but I enjoyed Monday's joke.
I mean, it's not a bad week. It's just
not a good week.
It's just not a great week. You know, it's just kind of so-so. He's just kind of like treading water.
But it's Wednesday. He's still got the second half of the week.
Yeah, and of course he could drown.
That's true.
Treading water, but he could drown.
I can't wait for you to have a week. I just can't wait.
I was being positive, and he just...
Yeah.
Well, let's see what he's got today. There's always today and tomorrow.
Do you know why old computers are really bad at chess?
Why are old computers really bad at chess? No, I don't know.
They just don't have the memory for it.
What is it with me today? I'm not feeling it. I'm going to give him a 7, though.
Yeah, I'll second that.
That was a better one.
Yeah.
So it may be us. Maybe we've just been judging them too long.
Or maybe we've just had quality jokes for a while.
I would agree with that, by the way.
It's 6:41. Rod and Jordan is next.
CBS News special report. Joe Biden shows voters he's still got game.
Just a few days ago, the press and the pundits had declared the campaign dead.
He's won at least 9 Super Tuesday states, including delegate-rich Texas. But Bernie Sanders could still claim a major victory. Political correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Biggest delegate haul of the night, California, is leaning towards him. 33% for Bernie Sanders, 24% for Joe Biden. Only 51% of the vote in. They're going to keep counting in the Golden State.
Michael Bloomberg's campaign says it'll reevaluate today after he scored a single win in American Samoa. Elizabeth Warren didn't get any, placing third in her home state of Massachusetts. Still, she insists,
I'm fighting back! I'm fighting back!
President Trump says it's selfish of Warren to stay in the race. He claims it's part of a plan by the Democratic establishment to come together to crush Bernie Sanders, calling it a perfect storm. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Tornadoes touched down in Nashville and Wilson County early Tuesday morning. Storms still hit the metro Nashville area just after 12:30 a.m. and affected multiple locations, including Donelson, Hermitage, Old Hickory, Antioch, the John C. Toon Airport, and Mount Juliet. Early damage reports say several businesses in East Nashville and Germantown have been severely damaged or completely destroyed. Officials say emergency shelters with services from Red Cross of Tennessee are set up at Nashville's Farmers Market on Rosa L. Parks Boulevard. Two teachers in the Rutherford County school system remain off the job and without pay, while the district attorney, DCS, and county schools continue their investigation into allegations of child abuse against Walter Hill Elementary School principal Helen Campbell and special needs teacher Bonnie Marler. Rutherford County General Sessions Court Judge Alicia Eishide dismissed the cases against the two Walter Hill educators.
What's sad is that this case is even in this court. There's not an injury. There wasn't any injury presented that the court can go on. And pursuant to B, there's been no testimony by anybody that can say this child's welfare or health was adversely affected.
The county mayor is also concerned about the impact the case is having on the morale with current teachers as well as both new and future educators. Rutherford County Sheriff's Office reports that 16 additional charges were filed against a mule kicker suspect after video showed him allegedly kicking in the store doors with the back of his legs. Suspect Robert Shagog of Bilbro Avenue in Murfreesboro was charged with 4 counts each of burglary, theft, and vandalism. 35-year-old was a suspect in burglaries in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County and surrounding counties. He's in Rutherford County Jail while awaiting a hearing Thursday in General Sessions Courts. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com. On the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Power up for spring with the best outdoor power equipment and get free delivery on any zero-turn mower. Kelton's Hardware and Pet has been Murfreesboro's supplier of professional mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for over 30 years. And we service what we sell. Did we mention our free delivery on zero-turn mowers? Ask about special financing on all zero-turn mowers. Kelton's Hardware and Pet, across from Kohl's on Old Fort Parkway. KeltonsInc.com.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. Now our salmon comes in fresh, and we cut it on premises. So that salmon is out of this world, and it's healthy for you as well. And the other one of my favorites that we've added on is the Delmonico steak. It's a 10-ounce portion, so it's not too big, not too small. Just the flavor of it and the tenderness of it is incredible. This is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting your family to come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Cindy Landham at TheLiberatedEater.com. I help people who are sick of struggling with food, dieting, and weight. Here's the bad news. You can diet the rest of your life, but until you heal your relationship with food, the exhausting battle will continue. But here's the good news. You can be free. We're starting a new group in Murfreesboro in March for people who want to change their food life permanently. Come join us. Go to TheLiberatedEater.com. Click on Local Workshop to find out more. TheLiberatedEater.com. Things are about to change.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Wait, our team lost. Why are you celebrating?
Because I just won playing Keno to Go.
Wait, what?
It's a Tennessee lottery game where you decide how you play and what you could win. See, pick one number, match it, and you can win up to $45, or pick 10 numbers for the chance to win up to $300,000. It's up to you.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Well, you gotta play first.
Oh, yeah, right.
Big wins, multiple drawings daily. Now that you know, how will you Keno to Go? Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Box games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
Hot off the press, special edition Jumbo Box instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Here's another reason to bank with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you have an elite checking account with First National Bank of Murfreesboro, you get discounts on prescriptions, eye exams, hearing services, and more. All of the benefits from elite checking add up. I'm Shelly Rigsby, inviting you to step up your service and switch to the Bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
There's only about four or five ways that you can take care of trash.
Rutherford County Mayor Bill Ketron.
One is dump and cover, like is being done at Middle Point right now. And then there's a gasification process and a plasma gasification process. You're looking at $500 million to put that type of facility in. And for the purpose of burning it and capturing the methane gas and then turning that into electricity and trying to sell it back to the grid, okay, for electricity. Unfortunately, it might be different in California, but here we have TVA. We wouldn't be able to sell the power back to the grid and make any money off of it. We'd have to actually pay TVA to take the power. And then there's composting. It's my suggestion that we look at a composting facility and partner with whoever we possibly can. You know, put it on top of the table and open it up to anybody that wants to come in and has a better idea as far as putting in, running a composting facility, which would take about 65% of the waste stream. And then recycling, probably another 30% of that.
Man on the Street Newsmakers with Rutherford County Mayor Bill Ketron. Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Turn garbage into dirt, then you have a sellable product. I would like to be the first zero-waste county, and let's set the standard for the rest of the state to follow.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. Good morning. It's hump day. It's Wednesday, March 4th, and it's daylight saving time beginning on Sunday. Don't forget to push those clocks forward this coming Saturday night, and also take a look at the smoke alarms, too. Always a good time to check those. And as Dalton says, just change everything.
Yeah, that's change it all.
Buy a new car. I mean, yeah. Do whatever you want to do.
Get a new pet.
New hairstyle. New clothes.
Yeah, new clothes.
Buy
yeah.
a new house.
That buy a new house, yeah. Might as well.
Might as well. It'll come with new smoke detectors.
Eat an Impossible Whopper. Do all those kind of things you want to do.
But you know what you don't do?
What's that?
Don't misspell words. Or misplace your periods. Or misplace your punctuation in any way. Because it's National Grammar Day. So you can buy a new house, but don't...
Well, wouldn't grammar be like, don't say ain't, or, I mean, of course, ain't's in the dictionary now thing, but...
You need to take a little dose of your own medicine there, Grammarly.
I do use Grammarly.
Yeah, grammar's important.
He can't spell.
Grammar's important. If they don't have gotten rid of diagramming...
I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
I learned a lot in diagramming.
Yeah,
do you hear it? It's one of those things that annoys me. When I hear the improper use of words and tense, using the improper verb tense.
Yes.
It drives me nuts. Especially, I mean, they're really prominent people that you hear and they'll use incorrect English.
Well, people just don't, you know, they don't emphasize it anymore like they used to.
I don't mind camping in tents.
See?
That's what's wrong with America today, right there.
Their prime example.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Wow. I thought it was funny.
And I'm going to put an exclamation mark on the end of that comment.
6:50 here on the Wake Up Crew. Let's go take a look to focusing on the family this morning.
A well-known credit card company likes to ask, what's in your wallet? They emphasize that what you have inside your wallet really matters. I don't know if it's true about credit cards, but I do know that it's true about people. What's on the inside does matter. So let me ask you a similar question. What's in your heart? Is it full of love, good relationships, and grace? Or is it filled up with disappointment and unhappiness? The only way your heart can be filled with good things is when you understand how valuable you really are. When the late author Og Mandino spoke to audiences, he'd ask if they consider themselves wealthy. Most of the people answered no, but that was because they were equating wealth with houses and cars and dollar signs. Mandino challenged them to look deeper into their souls to calculate their riches. He'd ask them, "How much would you sell your eyes for? What about your arms or your legs?" Then he'd tell them, "Count your blessings. Once you realize how valuable you are and how much you have going for you, the smiles will return, the sun will break out, and the music will play." Perspective is an important part of appreciating the true quality of your life. What you have on the inside can make all the difference in the world. It can move your life forward with grace, courage, and confidence. And it all starts by counting your blessings. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search.
Hey, have you seen the new cyber threat warning about the conversation
hijacking? Totally. Cyber criminals are using email account takeover and brand impersonation to insert themselves into email conversations and steal money from businesses.
Right. That's why I tell my clients about
Barracuda. Same here. They use artificial intelligence to detect and block sophisticated attacks, including account takeover and brand impersonation.
Man, I guess you did see it.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:53 here on the Wake Up Crew. It's hump day. It's Wednesday. Just like that, all the election's over, and we're ready for daylight saving time to come our way on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Don't be late for church.
2 a.m.
No, definitely don't be late for church.
No. Set it back before you go to bed.
Yeah, always.
Now.
And leave it in the car for about 2 weeks before you figure out how to change it.
Right.
That's me.
That's the way it works.
Anyway, it's time to take a look at celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
In 1926, Richard DeVos, I think I pronounced that right, D-E-V-O-S, he's the founder of Amway. No, Richard DeVos, that's how you say it, DeVos. Ah. Yeah, it just came to me. Richard DeVos, he's been with Amway for years and years and years. Made a fortune.
Oh, yeah.
Amway.
Yeah.
In 1958, Patricia Heaton. Remember this song, Dalton? Theme song? Comedy show?
Go with Everybody Loves Raymond.
That's right. She played the wife.
She also, then after that, played in The Middle,
yeah,
which was a big hit. It's in syndication.
She's on a show now, too.
Yeah, I don't know how well that's going to do. But
anyway, that's congratulations to her. 1961, Ray Boom Boom Mancini, a boxer, was born. And in 1961, Steven Weber.
You'll never get this one.
Nope.
He was on Wings with Tim Daly for years and years. It was a long-running one.
It really was.
And really, a really, really great show.
I want to remind you, now's your chance to call or text those local birthdays to us, 615-893-1450. We're going to give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe coming up around 8 a.m.
All right, we're all coming up on 6:55, and it's time to once again take a look at that weather forecast.
Good morning, guys. We'll see partly sunny skies for today with a high around 64. Tonight is mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a low around 42. Scattered showers again tomorrow with a high near 58. Tomorrow night, low around 38 with mostly clear skies. Sunny skies return on Friday with a high near 51. Clear skies Friday night with a low around 29. Sunny skies again on Saturday, high near 57. And looking ahead to Sunday, sunshine continues with a high near 64. Currently, it's 44.
Start your day with a wake-up crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Like Buck Teeth Bonzarui over there. Wow. He sticks his teeth way out when he does it. I mean, it's amazing.
Weekday mornings, 6 to 7:50.
good one. Watch the traffic really build here in the last few minutes on 24, especially westbound here up by Walden Road, Sam Ridley Parkway. That traffic's on the increase quite a bit as well. Just busy out here, you would expect for this time of the morning. Just give yourself extra time if you're headed towards Nashville. Hey, buying or selling your home, call Nakisha or Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty. That number is 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on
time. Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Nova Copy is becoming Novatech. Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. Care is serving our patients, standing with them in times of need, and showing compassion when they're at their most vulnerable. Care is listening and delivering personalized plans from a team of specialists, providing leading-edge treatments at every step. At Ascension St. Thomas, care is more than a word. It's our calling. Make your next appointment at getsthealthcare.com.
We're celebrating our 140th year in business.
Bell Jewelers has a good, strong reputation of being the most trusted jeweler. We take great pride in that. Our watch and jewelry repair department is on site. Everything is done on our premises, under our control. We don't ship things off where things get lost, switched, stolen. It's just not going to happen.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, here in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Wednesday morning. It's hump day. We're halfway home. We really are, fellas. Just about ready to get there.
Almost
ready.
There.
Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock news coming up on the hour. Don't forget to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe at 128 North Church Street. That's the east side of the square.
Demetria and Kelsey Bond are today's good neighbors of the day. A listener wrote in to let us know that they've been neighbors with them for 5 years and that they're always willing to lend a helping hand, so they're going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Time for the CBS World News Roundup on WGNS, brought to you by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by French's.
French's Shoes and Boots.
Yeah, French's Shoes and Boots has a really big winter gear blowout going on right now. Their bargain racks always packed with huge discounts, but for a limited time, get an additional 50% off every pair of winter and fashion boots at French's Shoes and Boots, South Church Street between Middle Tennessee Boulevard and I-24.
And folks, you've got about 10 minutes to do what you need to do, and then just join us right back up here at 7:10 with Brian Barrett and the second hour of the Wake Up Crew.
Or just stay right here.
You can also listen to Steve Capon.
Yeah, Steve Capon.
News Radio, WGNS Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders Sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
Super night for Joe Biden.